Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Hope everyone's having a great, had a great Monday and a great Tuesday so far.
Exactly.
We are back with our favorite kind of episode,
BSA.
And this week's
big sister advice.
Relationships. Yes. So like boyfriend, girlfriend, 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 boyfriend, boyfriend, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
We're here to talk it out with you guys.
Exactly. Our previous one was about friendships. If you've missed that, go give that a listen.
I think we're alternating. So like one will be friendships, one will be relationships, and we'll go back.
Exactly.
Back and forth. So
back and forth.
With that being said, we have a question of the week.
Question of the week. So the question of the week is it okay to go clubbing without your partner?
I think it is.
I think it is as well.
I think it's actually important. Like it's like...
I think so too.
Maybe not... If you're not a club person, maybe it's not like that you have to go clubbing, but like in the sense that it's important to go out and have fun with your friends without your partner.
I agree. I think it's important just in a relationship in general to have a separate life as well, not to completely merge your life.
Yeah.
So that you can still have fun and like alone time and quality time with your friends. 100%. Because like distance does make the heart grow fonder, even if it's just for like one night. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's just like...
It's healthy.
It's healthy to have like your own life.
I agree.
Within... Like your own time. I don't know.
I agree.
I can't imagine if I did everything with my boyfriend, I would probably go insane.
It would, you would go insane and it would get toxic.
Yeah.
Which is also like, it's all about balance, I think. If your partner always goes clubbing without you and he doesn't want to you to join or vice versa.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's something wrong then.
I think as long as you're not going clubbing to find someone to go home with.
Yeah.
Then, like, I don't see why there's an issue.
Yeah.
But so many people I know don't allow their boyfriend or their girlfriend to go out without them.
But that's...
How bad is that?
Could you imagine? That stems purely out of insecurity, I think.
Yes. It's their...
That's trust issues.
Huge trust issues.
Yeah.
Which we talk about a lot on this podcast.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I think it's amazing. I love going clubbing with my boyfriend, personally. Mm-hmm. Like, I love it. We both love it. But I also love... He also loves the boys' nights, and I also love the girls' nights.
Yeah, same.
It's like quality time with your girls.
It's just...
Or in his case, boys.
It is a different night when your boyfriend and girlfriend's not around, because you can fully focus on your friends and, like, have fun with your friends. Whereas if you're with your partner, you're basically spending the night with them, aren't you?
Yeah, like...
It's hard not to.
With me, I mean, I am, like, Travis and Courtney. Me and my mans are like Travis and Courtney. It's a bit disgusting. We're like lip locked the whole night. It's really annoying for other people. I love it, but it must be really
PDA,
annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. You've never...
I don't think I've experienced it yet.
No, you haven't experienced it yet, Millie. You will.
Great.
But I don't think I would do that if you're there. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
We will see. I think it's important and healthy and that's basically
all of the above.
Yeah. So that takes us into dilemma number one. My boyfriend keeps going clubbing without me.
Ouch.
I have been dating my boyfriend for 1 year. Our relationship is great apart from one thing. He keeps going clubbing with his guy friends and doesn't invite me. I'm hardly surprised, as this is how I met him, but I truly don't think a club is an environment for people in a relationship, at least not as often as he goes. What do I do is the red flag.
Well,
there's
a lot in that dilemma to discuss.
Yes, let's digest this. So
I digested it and I have my bullet point notes.
Okay, let's hear your notes.
So, like meeting in a club, I know a lot of people say like it's not ideal. But I think that is how most people meet their partner. Like, I met all my previous boyfriends and my current one going out.
Out, yeah.
Like, in a going out scene. Not necessarily in a club, but, like, going out with friends. Mm-hmm. All of my partners, like, previous partners, I mean, I, like, met through common friends. But it was always in, like, a going out setting. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I'm not going to meet him in my living room. You know what I mean? Or I think, like the grocery store. I think that's very rare.
Yeah, I think most people meet out at night.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Maybe you're not at the club. You could be at the pub. You could be having dinner at a restaurant, at a bar, like whatever. But like that is how most people meet.
I agree.
I think it's a red flag if that's all he's doing. If you're not having your fun nights together or like doing your, like if he's spending every weekend going out with the boys.
Yeah.
That would annoy me. Like, he needs to make time for you as well, right? Especially if you're working all week, and then what?
I agree. Like
I could see an element of it would make me be like, this is annoying.
Yeah.
But
it's just like, I also have questions. I wish she told us how old she is, because like at a certain age, if your man goes clubbing multiple times every single week, past the age of like late 20s, early 30s, mid 30s, like even older than that, who knows, like multiple times every single week, it's a red flag.
Yeah,
I like agree. What are you doing? Don't you have better things to do? Don't get me wrong, I love clubbing, like we all do, the occasional going out, but every single week, multiple times, like is that where your priorities lie?
Yeah,
don't you have like
more a life to
build, other priorities, like I don't know, building a life, you know what I mean? It's a red flag.
Yeah, I also think if she's thinking this way, that for me, like you have to want the same thing in a relationship, like as your partner. And if what he wants to do is go out and party all the time, and that sounds like it's not what she wants to do, then like probably it's like deeper than just like him going out with his guy friends. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like what are his priorities here?
Mm.
You know what I mean? And also like how does he see the club? Because why are you not... why are you not able to join?
Yeah.
Like, why are you not allowed to join? Why doesn't he ever invite you? What is he doing? Like, you and me, I know you and me, Millie, we see the club because we love dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to the club to dance.
Yeah.
But many people, also many boys, love the club to hunt.
Yeah, it's like a pickup place.
You know, it's like a dating place. It's like a living dating app for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, swipe left, swipe right. Like in the middle of the club, basically. But that's how it goes. Like that's how that's how some people see the club.
A lot of boys, like especially boys that I know.
It's a place to pick up girls.
Yeah, and they think that girls go out for the same reasons. But I can tell you right now, I've not once gone to the club to go home with someone. I go to the club because I want to dance. And I want music. And like, where else do you go? You're living room? Like,
exactly.
You know?
I also go out to like dance and have fun.
Mm.
But a lot of boys go out to find girls and take them home.
I mean, why not? Like, it's
which
perfect,
is fine.
If you're single, it's the perfect place to do. But
exactly.
So but I can like, see why she's thinking like it's not really an environment for someone who's in a relationship. But as long as his intentions when he goes out, which like, by the way, she's the only one who will know what his intentions are, then it's fine. Like, but it would annoy me if he was doing it every weekend. Or maybe it's more than just the weekend. Maybe it's like every other day.
Because like I understand even if she was invited, like okay, she'll join like once a week. But like what if she's still in school? She has to study or, you know, the girl has a job. Like
she's not what she wants to do.
You don't want to go out every single weekend. Like sometimes you just want to do something fun during the day.
Yeah.
Or like run some errands. Like you have things to do
especially
besides
with
clubbing.
Your boyfriend, right?
Like, yeah. Like do quality time things.
Yeah. Like go for breakfast. Like you don't, you know.
Exactly.
You don't want to spend every Sunday hungover. Like that would annoy me.
Yeah. So I understand that she's like, sometimes she doesn't even want to go clubbing, but then he does. It's like, don't you have, it's like a whole, it's a priority game here. I have questions about his priorities.
Mm, I agree. I think that, yeah, it's like a deeper thing than just him going out.
Yeah. Because also at a certain age, everyone can have a phase of going clubbing. Like everyone can have a club rat phase. We all need to have it. We all love it. We need to go through it. Amazing. But the moment it becomes a personality trait from some, like at some age, it will become a personality trait.
Yeah.
And it's no longer a phase. Yeah. And then obviously when you're in a relationship, this can cause problems. And that's where I would have questions.
Set the limit. Yeah. I agree. I think you should just
And ask that's for him. Me is a red flag.
Yeah, that's a red flag. It is a red flag. But she needs to be honest with him about like how you're feeling probably and see like what his intentions are. If he's like willing to stop going out with the guys so much. If he's like, that is a decision boys have to make in life. Like, if you're a guy who's, like, the guy is a guy who goes out with his group of guy friends, like, when you get into a relationship, eventually you do, like, it is just natural when you get into a relationship that you aren't able to go out with the guys as much because you're not single. It's the same for girls.
Your priorities shift. Mm-hmm. Like, also, like, please bear in mind, clubbing is expensive.
Yeah.
Going out is very expensive. And, like, the amount of money that you will spend in the club, like, when you're in a relationship, your priorities shift and you're, like, oh no, let's move in together. Like, let's save up for like a mortgage or, you know, to like buy a house and then like, you know, pay off your mortgage. But if this guy rather spends his money in the club, again, what are your priorities here? I think she should speak to him about it. Everything actually, I realize all of our dilemmas, the answer is like, have a conversation. But it's so true because communication is key.
Yeah,
because
like, it sounds like she's not spoken to him yet, so.
No. And be like, just explain to him why you think it's wrong. I disagree with the fact that the club is not a place for people in a relationship, but like you need to see what his intentions are, if it's like a place for him to flirt or just have fun. And also like the amount he goes clubbing, just tell him like it's not normal. Like maybe we should think about saving the money to then buy an apartment or a house or something. Exactly, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't say that a club is not a place for someone in a relationship, but I would say it depends on the relationship.
Definitely talk to him. Tell him, like, what do you want? Like, what are your future plans? Staying in the club or, you know, starting a life with me, with going to the club a little bit less than 3 times a week, basically. And then just ask him, have a conversation and, like, see if he's going to change. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, see if this is, like, a phase or if this is a personality trait. If this is a personality trait, honey, rest assured, the guy's not going to change.
Yeah, and that is the red flag.
And so. I mean, yeah, no. So then it's time to find a new man. Next dilemma. When should I sleep with him? Hi, girls. I've met a guy some weeks ago in the pub while I was out for drinks with friends. He's friends with one of my guy friends, and I feel like we had an immediate click and even a spark. I've had one date with him so far, and the second date is coming up this weekend. Whereas I didn't sleep with him yet, as I have a strict no sex on a first date policy, I did wonder, when is it okay for me to sleep with him without risking him losing interest? What's your view on this? This is so interesting.
It is interesting. I think, for me personally, I would say just to do what feels right.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like a lot of people have the rule of, like, don't sleep on the first date or, like, make them wait a bit, which is, like, everyone's they're allowed to want to do that.
Yeah.
But like in my opinion, if a guy loses interest by sleeping with you, then he's never had the right intentions from the get-go.
Exactly.
Like that's so what you're going to make him wait forever? Like because eventually you will sleep with him and then he'll get bored anyways and by then you'll have feelings.
Yeah.
So in a way you're just better off getting it out of the way and seeing if he sticks around or not.
I agree. No, but I 100%
terrible,
agree.
But
no, but it's true.
Don't, like, I don't get this whole making them wait, making, like, you know, like, okay, yes, you should have respect for yourself and, like, not be, like, super easy. I get that.
But that's also, like, a weird thing. Like, what having respect for yourself means not sleeping with someone.
I think then
no guy has respect for himself. I'm sorry.
No, I mean in this,
you know what I mean? It's like the fucked up society that puts that in the women's head. Like, I'm sorry, do what makes you feel good. If you respect yourself by sleeping with someone on the first date, you do you, honey.
Yeah, if that's how you respect,
that's like society.
If you're fine with that, true. But I feel like
what I do think,
you don't want to be super like easy. You don't want like anyone to just think they could come up to you and like take you home and sleep with you.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
That's true. Because I was just gonna say, like, I have the same rule. I don't sleep with someone on the first date.
Yeah,
but that's also because you never know what the guy's intention is, and like, you don't want to end up getting hurt.
Yeah, it's just a bit of caution. Like, it's okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Because like, as a girl, I mean, I can't speak for all girls. Obviously, everyone's different. But like, for me at least, having sex with someone, it's a very intimate thing.
Yeah.
And like, it makes you fall in love with someone quicker. Mm. Let's put it like that. I don't know.
A million percent.
For us, it's a bit more emotional. For the females, it's a bit more emotional having sex with someone.
I completely agree. Like, yeah, it would make you like them more. Or really not like them. Who knows?
Yeah, true.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In most cases, you like opens up a whole nother, like, it's like letting walls down, guards down, isn't it?
So, yeah.
Yeah. I think you have to be like cautious, but this whole like making them wait, like all this stuff, like, no, because
it doesn't matter, because
eventually it will happen and then what?
Like, exactly. So do you know about the box theory?
I do not. So, not, Lulu, tell us.
Basically, it's the moment when a man meets you or a woman meets a man in a romantic setting. He or she puts the other person in three boxes. So you have the I just want to hook up with you box, the you're dating material box, or the I don't want to have anything to do with you box. So it's basically one of the three boxes. And then the moment the man or the woman meets you, he or she will put you in one of the three boxes. So it doesn't matter if the person put you in the I just want to hook up with you box. It doesn't matter if you wait 10 days. Yeah. If he just wants to hook up with you, he just wants to hook up with you.
Yeah, it's not gonna...
If he put you into that box, you're still going to have the same outcome. Mm-hmm. And if he put you in the box of like, oh, you're girlfriend material, she could be girlfriend material. And if you sleep with him on the first date, sometimes it doesn't matter because... Mm-hmm. He sees you as a girlfriend material. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not going to change. Most 9 times out of 10, it doesn't change.
I actually know a lot of people that have been in long-standing relationships and they slept with each other on the first date.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So actually, it doesn't matter. Just do it when it feels good.
Yeah, I think if that's your intention, like going in trying to make someone wait for it or vice versa, like it just doesn't – it's not the right intention to have if you're looking to like be in a relationship with someone, because that's never going to work that way. So – I've never understood that my entire life. People say stuff like that. It's even in the movies, you know, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Like you just said, that you could make him wait a whole year. He's still going to move on
if
after.
If he just wants to hook up with you.
Yeah.
If he put you into that box, then.
You're in that box, babe.
And I think it's hard to change boxes.
Yeah. Okay. So dilemma number 3. 7 years and no ring. Okay. So I know 7 years sounds long, but we met young. I'm 26 for reference. I don't actually have the dilemma myself. It's more about the people around me thinking it's weird that we have been dating for 7 years and he hasn't asked me to marry him yet. Do I just ignore them, or is there validation in their questions?
Well, I'm going to say, first of all, 26 is young.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly.
26 is so young. Like,
so young.
So they started dating when she was 19, or when they were 19. They're now 26. I mean, if they would have been 35 and they would have been dating for 7 years, I would have been like, okay, valid. Like, yeah. I would also have questions like, why?
Just because they're
Yeah, young. Why is there no ring?
A long but time.
26 is really young.
So young. Because if they had met at 25 and they've been dating for a year, no one would be like, oh, why are you getting married?
Yeah.
It's only because they've been together for so long. People are like, oh, like you're, maybe they're like, oh, you're definitely going to get married.
Yeah.
When are you? But it's like, you're 26.
I also think that like marriage doesn't really have to do with age necessarily, mm-hmm. or like the time you've been together. I mean, I know people that have been gotten married after a year. I think it's more of like the state that your life is in and like how stable other parts of your life are, like career, I mean, family, like your parents and stuff. Like, I don't know, like there can be a lot of aspects in life, you yeah. know, that you want to get figured out before fully committing to your significant other to start yeah. another life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because I feel like a lot of people like to do it in the way where they take their younger years. So like when you're 26, to focus on your like main grind of whatever it is you're doing in life, whether it's work or whatever it is.
Yeah.
To be selfish. And yeah. then once you've got that like hard work out of the way, you can fully commit to get married and start a family and whatever it is.
I agree.
So yeah, I think you're 26. Like people like to get married young as well, which is fine. But like don't, yeah, I think 26 is completely so young.
Like, I agree. It also depends wow. what your priorities are. Like yeah. some people think it's not needed to first get your career sorted out and then get married. Exactly. Some people are like, oh no, we'll just get married and sort it out along the way. But for other people, they're like, no, I first want to sort it out and then I get married.
Yeah.
And both of it is fine. It mm-hmm. depends what your priorities are. Don't let yourself be influenced. Like if you never ask yourself that question, don't start asking it right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's you who needs to get wanting to marry, not them.
Exactly. But it'd be so weird if you didn't even, that wasn't even a question on your mind. And then, like, all these people keep coming to you saying it and be like, oh, wait, should we?
Yeah, no.
Am I missing something?
No, it needs to come from the heart.
Yeah, I think I would say,
it's a huge step.
Just ignore them. Like, ignore. Wait until, like, you feel that emotion and then, yeah.
Exactly. And also, like, I'm sure if you've been together for 7 years, I mean, if, let's say, you're 26, the moment you're 26, you do start thinking a bit different, maybe when you're in a relationship, and you're like, it sparks some curiosity, let's mm-hmm. say. So if it does spark your curiosity, even though you don't want to get married this year or next year or the year after or whenever, maybe like have a little conversation about it if you feel insecure about it. Be like, hey, like, if is this something you would ever consider, like getting married, and like, you know, how do you see life? Like, you need to ask your partner mm-hmm. that to see if you have similar views on life mm-hmm. because I understand when you start dating when you're 21, you don't think about that.
No,
but now you do. So it's not a dumb thing to start the conversation about what do you want in life? How do you view life? And see if you have different views, different future views. Let's put it like that.
Yeah.
So now the last dilemma, dilemma number 4. The title is, he always wants to check my phone. This is a little unusual dilemma for me, as this seems to be something girls more tend to do to their boyfriends. But my boyfriend constantly wants to check my phone. We've been dating for about 4 years now. We've never had issues before, but since 6 months, he constantly wants to check my phone. As far as I know, I haven't given him any reason not to trust me, and I have never cheated on him or any of my ex-boyfriends. Where is this behavior coming from? Please help.
Oh, that is very, like, so frustrating.
I think I've had that once.
That's so bad.
So I'm speaking out of experience with my advice.
Ooh. I mean, I someone very close to me has happened to it, like...
Yeah.
It's not even, like... For me, I probably wouldn't get mad, especially if you've not done anything for it to be happening. It would upset me. I would be upset that they didn't trust me, that they felt the need to go on my phone.
Enormously frustrating.
So fucking frustrating.
Like, even though there's nothing on there, it's just, like, dog pictures and, like, you know, like, I don't know, voice notes to my girlfriends. Like, it's just, like, also, like, a sense of privacy. Like,
oh my God,
excuse me.
Huge breach. It's annoying. Of privacy.
Like, what does he do? Does he read your conversations with your mom? Like, you know what I mean? Or like with your friends, like you talking about like what nail color you're going to do next. Like what? Why does he need to know that?
What is he looking for? Yeah.
I think he's projecting. So basically the actual definition is, so projecting involves denying a negative quality in yourself by projecting it / seeing it in another person, even when it really isn't there. It means that the person can continue to feel like an innocent victim. So basically it means that like,
he has stuff on his phone.
He is doing something wrong and he knows it's wrong and it makes him so insecure. So he thinks you're doing it wrong. You know what I mean? He thinks you're doing something as well. So he starts checking your phone. He's just projecting his own insecurities on you.
Okay.
Even though you don't do anything wrong.
Interesting. Interesting. Do you want to hear what I think? So that's one scenario that could be. By the way, like, this isn't helpful advice because we're just giving like our like, oh, it could be this, it could be this. But if it were me and like I had done nothing wrong, gave him no reason to do that, and been dating for 4 years, right?
Yeah.
I would think that he's worried that you're bored, going to get bored of him, and he thinks that you might be up to stuff now that you've been dating him for so long. So he's looking to see if you're doing anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, he might think that he's worried about losing you.
If you're being very distant and like,
which
you know.
Maybe she is and she doesn't know it though.
Yeah.
So as long as you're not
maybe
doing
check
something
that
like
with
that.
Yourself. Exactly. I think step one is Millie. I'm a bit drastic. Sorry. So Millie is step one. Her advice, like, see if you're like being distant and have a
just
conversation
about it. Just like reassure him.
It.
Be like, look, you don't need to do that. I'm still very in love with you. It's like, this, like, I think what this is, we're still doing great. Like, you don't need to worry. I'm not.
Exactly.
Doing anything silly, which you shouldn't have to do. Like, that's literally being the bigger person. But if the roles were reversed, you would hope that they would do that for
exactly.
you, right?
Exactly. So maybe, like, first, like, reassure him. Like, have a conversation about it. Be like,
only
you know,
one time.
Have some quality time. Maybe do, like, a fun weekend away to, like, I don't know, to, like, the city or the countryside or whatever. Or, you know, like, do, like, a fun date thing.
Yeah.
A fun day trip. Like, I wouldn't say a night thing. Like, a fun day trip. Or whatever you guys do for fun.
Yeah.
And but if it's still if you have reassured the guy to the max and he still does this,
yeah, no, that's not good,
babe. In my experience,
run for the hills.
Yeah, like I feel like he's projecting. Then there's
like,
something
it's
wrong.
A huge trust issue in the relationship. Like, if you are in a relationship where you feel the need to check someone else's phone, that is not the right relationship. That is, you should never have to do that. Like, you should be able to ask your partner to their face anything you want, and they should tell you the truth. And if you can't do that, gotta go.
Like, if he constantly wants to check your phone, and there's nothing on there, and you don't have anything on your phone for him to not trust you, like, if this comes out of nowhere, I would think, like, why is there something on your phone? You know what I mean? So maybe there's something on his phone.
Yeah, I would.
And this is why he gets insecure. He's like, oh my God. You know what I mean? He's literally projecting his insecurities onto you.
Yeah.
So I would say if it's not you who's giving him trust issues, then maybe check his phone. I would never check someone else's phone ever. But like, yeah.
Well, if I caught my boyfriend on my phone after 4 years, I would have been like, here's my phone. Give me your phone and like, let's just do it right here in front of each other.
Like, not once. Not once. If this guy does this all the time, this is very fishy.
Yeah. I would just be like, let's look at each other's phones. I have nothing to hide, bro.
He will have probably deleted it already. So you need to do it when he doesn't realize.
Yeah. Do it when he's sleeping. Or don't let him know that you've caught him and then look. Like, do the switching thing. Because then he can't delete it like that quickly.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't know. Sticky. Sticky situation.
Sticky situation.
And annoying and upsetting, actually.
Yeah. I hope it's not my theory. I had a girlfriend. Well, have a girlfriend. And her ex-boyfriend, whenever she would go out, she would come back home. Or, like, even, like, go out for, like, a juice and a sandwich. And she would come back home. Her boyfriend would be like, what have you done? What have you been doing? Who are you with? Like, he was, like, so controlling.
So possessive.
And... like, he would, like, constantly want to, like, check up on her and check where she is. And, like, he was too much. And it was because he was doing things wrong. And then he thought, because he's doing things wrong and, like, you know, he's so good at hiding it. He was like, oh, she must be so good at hiding it as well. Mm. It was the most toxic relationship ever.
That sounds crazy.
It was crazy. Poor girl.
I have a story about a friend of mine who was, she lives with her boyfriend now of 2 years, and she had a boyfriend before him, and he got on her computer when she was in London. Lives outside London.
Do not sync your iPad or whatever you have with your iMessage. Like, just don't.
Because he got on it and looked at all of her camera roll. And it's like from years ago, from when she was in her relationship before him. Mm-hmm. And he found photos, like photos she sent him, like nudes, like in underwear and stuff. The photos that she had sent him were the same, like, recycled photos that she had sent to her first boyfriend.
That is, first of all, that's genius. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
She was like, I'm just too lazy to retake them. Like, I didn't think it was a crime. I didn't think anyone would find out.
It's the same body. Like, it's the same, like, person on the picture. So why not?
He freaked out. He was like, he felt like it was so wrong, which, like, I would just be like, whatever, but. Yeah, funny story. So lock your iPads and computers as well, girls.
delete your nudes, first of all, for safety reasons. You never know.
Oh my God, it's so
who
funny.
Gets into your phone, who's not your boyfriend.
Exactly.
Gosh. Yeah, oh my God. That's hilarious. She recycles her nudes. That's genius. I should look into that.
Right? I don't have time to be taking these photos all the time, not me. Anyways, that's all of our dilemmas, you guys. We hope you found this episode interesting and helpful.
Yeah,
hopefully no one's going through these situations. Yeah, entertaining, yeah. That's the word. If you have any dilemmas, you know what to do. Please send them to us on It's a Girl's World podcast.
Yay.
Or any topics you want us to speak about as well would be great.
Yes.
And we hope you guys are enjoying the podcast.
Yay.
And is that it? Are we done? It's lovely chatting with you guys, and we will see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.